අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේ අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරයෙන් දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර
Dear students, you are welcome to Rohana Guru Gedara educational program. I'm Sanjeevani, a teacher from G. Avittava Nalanda Mahavidyalaya. Today you are going to learn past perfect passive. You know, students, there are two sentence patterns in English language. They are active voice and passive voice. Do you know the differences between active voice and passive voice? Yes. In active voice, we mainly focus into the subject. But in passive voice, we mainly focused into the object. So in today's lesson, we are going to look on passive voice. Students, now listen to this conversation now. A teacher, Rashmi and Chaturi are in this conversation. Good morning, students. What are you talking about? Good morning, teacher. We were discussing on an excellent exhibition. It had been organized by our brotherhood school. Wow! I heard that decorations were wonderful. Had all the decorations been done by the students? Yes, they had. Many science models had been presented. But some places had not been arranged properly. Students, in this conversation, did you hear sentences like, it had been organized by our brotherhood school? It had been organized by our brotherhood school? Had all the decorations been done by the students? Had all the decorations been done by the students? Many science models had been presented. Many science models had been presented. Some places had not been arranged properly. Some places had not been arranged properly. Now, take out your notebook and write these sentences. The first sentence is, many science models had been presented. Many science models had been presented. The second one is, had all the decorations been done by the students? Had all the decoration been done by the students? The third one is, some places had not been arranged properly. Some places had not been arranged properly. Can you guess this sentence pattern? Yes, it is past perfect passive. Now, look at the written sentences and think, where is the subject and the object of these sentences? Yes, it is a little bit complicated. Children, you know, in passive voice, object means a person or a thing that receiving the action is more important than the subject. Sometimes the subject is unknown or obvious. In those situations, we can use passive voice. So the object of the active sentence becomes the subject of the passive voice. Now, please underline these two phrases in your written sentences. Had been presented, had been presented, had been done, had been done. When you see these two phrases, you can identify that had and been are compulsory. And past participle verb is used. So, my dear students, let's see how to form past perfect passive voice sentences. Write this sentence. The window had been broken by the girl. The window had been broken by the girl. First, we have to take a passive subject, or normally we say object. Object becomes the passive subject of the passive sentence. In this sentence, passive subject is the window. Then you should add had been and past participle verb. Now, I'm going to discuss affirmative, negative, interrogative and negative interrogative forms. The window had been broken by the girl. The window had been broken by the girl. This is the affirmative form. Let's convert this sentence into negative form. Please write this sentence. The window had not been broken by the girl. Or, the window hadn't been broken by the girl. Let's look at the interrogative form. Had the window been broken by the girl? Had the window been broken by the girl? Next, let's use negative interrogative form. Hadn't the window broken by the girl? Hadn't the window broken by the girl? Let's practice these sentences. First, I will read these sentences and you have to repeat after me. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, go. The window had been broken by the girl. The window had not been broken by the girl. Had the window been broken by the girl? Hadn't the window broken by the girl? Well done, children. Now, I'll tell the affirmative form. You have to tell the negative form. Are you ready? The window had been broken by the girl. Okay, children. Now, I will tell the interrogative form. You have to tell the negative interrogative form. Ready? Had the window been broken by the girl? Had the window been broken by the girl? Yes. Now, I think you have clear idea on past perfect passive. Let's move to our task sheet. Look at the activity 1 and start to work with it. Read the instructions carefully. Complete the sentences with the verbs in brackets. Use the past perfect passive. Number 1. The engines, space, by the workers. Clean is the given verb. When we think about this sentence, we have to add had plus been plus past participle form of the verb clean. Cleaned is the past participle form. The complete answer is the engines had been cleaned by the workers. Again, the engines had been cleaned by the workers. Look at the second one. The built-in space within bracket reconstruct. So can you guess your answer? Please write it. The built-in had been reconstructed. The building had been reconstructed. Look at the next one. My key space within bracket steal by someone while I was at the meeting. What about your idea? Yes, I'll tell the answer. My key had been stolen by someone while I was at the meeting. Look at the fourth one. The battery space within bracket not charge. What about your answer? The battery had not been charged. The battery had not been charged. Look at the fifth one. English lesson space within bracket not to by the teacher. What about your answer? English lesson had not been done by the teacher. Let's look at the activity number 2. You all have to use interrogative or negative interrogative form here. Look at the first one. Space 5 books space within bracket rock by some thieves. You can see at the beginning of the sentence you have to use the word had. Had 5 books, then you have to use been plus past participle verb. Had 5 books been robbed by some thieves. Check the spellings robbed. Look at the next one. Space a fight space within bracket start by them. Now what is the interrogative form here? The answer is had a fight been started by them. Again, had a fight been started by them. Look at the third one. Had the windows been closed? Had the windows been closed? Fourth one. Hadn't your curriculum vitae been sent before the closing date? Hadn't your curriculum vitae been sent before the closing date? Number 5. Space the problems space within bracket not solved by the students. Now I think you know how to write the answer now. The answer should be hadn't the problems been solved by the students. Now let's see how to convert active voice sentences into passive voice. It's very easy. Look at the active number 3. Anne had prepared the dinner already when Sam came. First, circle the object of the sentence. Underline the doer of the action or subject. Again, circle the object and underline the doer of the action. What's the idea? Anne is the subject. The dinner is the object. So in passive voice sentence, we focus on the action and not on who or what is performing the action. Again, my dear students, listen to me very carefully. In passive voice sentence, we focus on the action and not on who or what is performing the action. First, you have to take the object, the dinner plus then at had been plus then use past participle verb prepared. we have to put the agent with the preposition by an. Now the passive voice sentence is, the dinner had been prepared by an already when Sam came here. The dinner had been prepared by an already when Sam came here. Now look at this sentence. The organizers had sold out all the tickets before we even heard about the concert. Then the answer is, all the tickets had been sold out by the organizers before we even heard about the concert. Look at the next one. The director had rescheduled the concert, so the spectators had to wait to another week. Here you can see the concert is the object. Now, can you write the answers? The concert had been rescheduled by the director, so the spectators had to wait to another week. Look at the next one. Had the author finished the series before he died? What is the object of this sentence? Yes, the series is the object. Had the series been finished by the author before he died? Again, check your answer. Had the series been finished by the author before he died? Look at the last sentence. Hadn't the injured man been accepted by the hospital? Hadn't the injured man been accepted by the hospital? I think now you all know how to use past perfect passive voice sentences well. Now we have come to the end of the today's lesson. I hope you will practice more with your teachers. Goodbye, children. Hope to meet you with another interesting lesson. Stay safe.
ගුරු ගෙදර සම්බන්ධව ඔබට මතුවන ගැටලු සහ ඔබේ අදහස් පළ කිරීමට දැන් SMS සේවාවක් සක්‍රියයි. ඉංග්‍රීසි විෂයට අදාළ පාඩම පිළිබඳව ඔබට ගැටලුවක් වේ නම් ENG හිස්තැනක් Q හිස්තැනක් ප්‍රශ්නය පැහැදිලිව සරලව සඳහන් කොට ඉංග්‍රීසි අකුරෙන් වෙනත් ආකාරයකින් කියන්නේ නම් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් වලින් ලියා 0.7.0.488.1.488 0.7.0.488.1.488 අංකයට යොමු කරන්න. ඔබට යම් අදහසක් හෝ යෝජනාවක් හෝ ඉදිරිපත් කරන්නට තිබේ නම් ඔබ කළ යුත්තේ ඉහත කිව් අක්ෂරය වෙනුවට සී අක්ෂරය යෙදීමයි.
අවකාශයේ පාසල
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුමාරන් ගෙදරට එන
ජියපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර.